From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for January 20, 2016. A further strengthening of the current El Nino will likely mean wetter-than-normal conditions will continue into late spring. Wednesday, I talked with Dr. John Nielsen Gammon, state climatologist and Regents Professor at Texas A&M University, College Station.
Well, at the moment, people are talking about the possibility that this El Nino, even though it's already pretty strong, is actually going to strengthen a bit more in the next couple months because of the wind patterns in the Pacific Ocean. You can think of the tropical Pacific as a giant bathtub, and the wind blows the water, warm water, typically over to the far west end of it. But recently we've been having those winds weakened and even reverse, and that's what causes El Nino. It brings the warm water back across toward the east, toward South America. And we've had an increase in winds from west to east recently, so that's probably going to reinforce that warm water. But eventually, as the winds change, the warm water is going to slosh back across. Really, about half of the moderate to strong El Niños switch all the way over to a La Niña situation. Right now, the forecasts have El Niño weakening during late spring and summer, probably ending sometime in the summertime, and then if it switches over to La Niña, that'll probably happen next fall. Really, either going to be La Niña or maybe just neutral conditions, it's pretty unlikely that the El Niño is going to persist beyond this summer. And the wet winter we've had is going to continue more than likely for another few months. Elevated chances of rainfall through May, especially in northern Texas. Summer is always a flip of the coin or a roll of the dice. But next winter almost certainly won't be as wet as this one has been. It could be a dry winter, especially if La Niña does develop.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.